Kumlen Lablat Gemara, we're up to the new Pedic. Daf Mem Vav Amid Aleph. We finished talking about the blemishes of Behemah. We finished talking about the blemishes of a Koyin, the different three categories. And even those blemishes are just Maras Ayin, that the appearances are not right. And now we're up to the Din of Chayr, which is actually the name of this Masechta. Chayr by a human being. I'm saying, now we're talking about human being, before we're talking about animals. So there are two kinds of b'chayr. There's a b'chayr for a koyin, there's a b'chayr l'nachla. A b'chayr for a koyin means you have to be paid the child, for it belongs to a koyin, until you're paid for five sloy. And then you have a b'chayr l'nachla, you yashin your father. A b'chayr l'nachla is if it's the father's first child, and a b'chayr l'koyin is peterechem, is the mother's first child. So obviously there are scenarios where you can be a b'chayr l'koyin. For example, it's your mother's first child, but not a b'chayr l'nachla if it's your father's second child. He was married previously. And forget, it could be a b'chayr l'nachla, it's his first child, but the woman's second child. Or she had a miscarriage, and so on and so forth, we'll soon see. And then you can have cases where we'll see that it's not a b'chayr neither here, because they had children before. Or a case, it's a b'chayr from both cases, first child for both. So the Mishnah is going to delineate all of these possibilities. So the Mishnah, yesh b'chayr l'nachla, there's a b'chayr for a nachla. But the ain't a b'chayr l'koyin. You have an example of a b'chayr for a nachla, but it's not a b'chayr for a koyin. And then you have an example of a b'chayr l'koyin. You could be a firstborn for a koyin because your mother's firstborn. But b'ain a b'chayr l'nachla, you're not a b'chayr for the father. And then you have an example of a b'chayr l'nachla b'l'koyin, firstborn for both. And then there's an example of a yesh ain't a b'chayr loy l'nachla b'loy l'koyin. So obviously, first cases are going to be the obvious ones. Then we're going to go into the less obvious ones. Let's start at the beginning. What's an example of b'chayr l'nachla, but v'ein b'chayr l'koyin? Father's first and not the mother's first. Habo acha, in a case where taka both of their first, but the thing is, habo acha nefelim. That is an 8-month-old child. An 8-month-old child is a nefel because it cannot live. So it came after this 8-month-old child. That it stuck his head out while still alive. But we halachically view an 8-month-old child as dead. So even though it stuck his head out and then it put it back inside, it's not as if it's born. So then when the next child comes out, the living one, as far as Nachla is concerned, it's the first one for the father. Masha'enken, as far as a coin is concerned, it's not the first one. It was a peterechem before. Yeah.
The mother delivered somebody dead.
No, the head came out alive. That's the problem here. The head came out alive. The head would come out dead. Different stories. That's called peterechem. No, it's not Reish Zainoy. The second child is b'chayr l'nachla. But this.
Yeah, but
that's right. That's
Reish
Zainoy. Reish Zainoy. We learn Misha Dova Olav. That means you're going to miss them if they pass away. This first one, there's no b'chayr l'nachla. But the first one was the peterechem.
When he's a b'chayr l'nachla, what happens to him?
Sorry.
When he's a b'chayr l'nachla, what does happen?
He gets a double portion. Very important. So we say we live with Reish Zainoy only Misha Lev Dovalov, that you miss them if they pass away. But this 8-month-old baby, there's no connections with you, you know, because not a bar kayama. But as far as a kohen is concerned, the first nefil was the peterechem, is the one that stuck his head out first of the womb.
In that case, it doesn't have to be as dramatic as the second that it comes out. It could be a couple of days as well.
What do you mean?
Say the same thing. That the,
what?
It wouldn't be missed.
No, once it comes out completely, it will see different. We'll soon see. Shmuel says that even this nafel, when do we say it's peterechem, is the head and most of the body, not just the head. Okay, that's case number one. Case number two, ubentisha, a full-fledged child, a 9-month-old, fully developed baby, but she yotza roishe mace, came out dead. If it would have come out alive and then whatever, 2 seconds later died, then the second one would not be b'chayr for anything. But because he came out dead, again, there's no liboy dovolov, a stillborn baby, nebuch. So the father's connection is only with the second one, so b'chayr nachol will be the second one. But as far as peterech is concerned, once a fully developed child comes out, even though it's mace, it's already, there's no longer, the second one's no longer peterech. Yeah. Likewise, hamapeles. If the woman was mapil, can mean behemachayva, a child that looks like the form, that looked like an animal, So as far as Nachal is concerned, there's no Liba Dovo love. Right? It's not a normal child. But so, but as far as Peter is concerned, the fact is that there's someone here before. No. Even as far as Peter Echem is concerned, when do you remove the Peter Echem? She hey boy mitzuras Odom Hamapelis sandal. That it has to be the Tzur of Odom. Sorry, that's the thing. Achim Tzur of Odom. It has to be a Tzur of Odom. If it's a Tzur of Behem Chai V'Oif, it's not even Peter Echem. It has to be Tzur of Odom. But then, this, if it was a Tzur of Behem, then the next child born will be not only B'choy L'Nachla, because no Libo Dovla, but even B'choy L'Kuna. Because we don't consider that a birth. Hamapele, sandal, what about, there's a fish, we're going more Nida, sounds like a fish. Pashas, yeah. It's a freak of nature. If you want to go on Google and look at pictures of freaks of nature, and you will see it's very strange people that are born. It happens. Either because of malnutrition or other things, or virus, things happen. Hamapelis sandal, if you're mapla child, that looks like a sandal, we learned it sounds like a fish. But it does not have a sort of really of a face. Oishilya, or the embryonic sac. And we say, ain't shilya b'loy vlad, there must have been a vlad there. Oishipi merukim, or the skin of the child. V'hayayte mechuta, or you cut up the child before, or whether the child got all cut up before it went out from the mother. Ha-boach re'en b'choy l'nachla. Again, there was no dova love on all of these things, so the next child born properly is b'choy l'nachla. But, ain't b'choy l'kayin. All of these were the first one was Peter Echem. The embryonic sac definitely was a vlad inside, and there's a vlad and so on and so forth. Okay. What about the following cases? The man never had any children. And he married a woman, Shekval Yolda. As far as Nachla is concerned, it's a firstborn. As far as Cain is concerned, she already had kids. Or another example is what happened. A different man, different husband.
No, but if he comes into a marriage without kids, if she has kids, her firstborn
does not get double portion at all. The next child they have together, that will get he will get double portion if it's a he. Say, what about Oida? What about Yolda? Oida Shivcha Vinishtach? What about she had a child? Let's say she had a child, but she was not a Yid at the time when she had a child. And then she was released. Or she had a child, but she was a Goy Viniz Gaida, and then she became a Gay. The question is, and now she has the first child as a Yid. Do we say, oh, she already had children, so there's no Petarech anymore? Or do we say, no, but the Yid is a new entity, and therefore this is the first child? Mishabosel Yisrael, Yolda Bechoyin, and Yolda, if after she came a Yid, then she had children, is Bechoy Nachla. As far as Nachla is concerned, is a Bechoy. Because this man never had any children before we started out this whole case. He never had children, this is a Bechoy Nachla. But the ain't Bechoy Lekoyin. The Kiddush is that even though she had the children, previous children, when she was a Goy, the fact is she had children, it's a Matzias. You can't take away the Matzias. Therefore, it's no longer Peter Rechem. However, Rabbi Yisrael disagrees. He says, no, it's Bechoy Nachla and Lekoyin. Why? Shenemba, we don't recognize the child that she had while she was a Goy. And the Pasuk says, Shenemba, it says, Peter Rechem, Peter Ko Rechem, Bivnei Yisrael, while she's a Yid. Achivtu Rechem Yisrael, that's be Rechem Yisrael. Next case, Misha Hayuleban. What if I catch? He did have kids, so any child born is not going to be a Bechor Nachla. Abavanasi Isha Shala Yolda, but she never had kids, so therefore it's a Peter Echem, it'll be a Bechor Lekoy, not a Bechor Nachla. Or Nizgaira, Muberes, let's say she conceived while she was a Goy, but she became, she gave birth, she was Megayim between, and in the interim, she gave birth while she was eating already. She both Megayim, her husband and her, they're both Megayim. So that child now is interesting. Well, this child is He's Gaidu Mubedes, Nishtach Mubedes, Vyolda is he, Vyolda, the kid will be. No, this man never had. Sorry?
And the question here would be according to a basic Levi.
No, they both came. No, basically the case was a man, and here she gave birth while she was a Yid. So you know, it's like really, she gave birth while she was eating. But the man, yeah, the man never had kids before. We're talking about gays. They're both the guy at the same time, husband and wife. And she fell pregnant when she was a goy, and now she gave birth when she was a yid. So this child, Peterechem only matters when you give birth. We don't care when you conceived. So it's a Peterechem, it'll be a firstborn, it'll be a coin. But not when it comes to Nachl. Why when it comes to Nachl? So Rashi says here, interesting, why when it comes to Nachl is because since she conceived when she was a goy, this goy has no Yerusha. He's considered a goy as far as Yerusha is concerned, because he was conceived while he was a goy, and he doesn't. Goyim do not mahatayde yashin their father, and because a goy does not yashin his father, how is he entitled to a double portion? Because it says, by the zera of a mitzi v'zirmas susin zirmasam, that there whatever it's not the father. He is not the father. Remember we had whatever. He is not the father. So there's no father for Yerusha. Yerusha, you need a father. There's no father. The mother, when they gave birth, we don't care about the father. When she gave birth, it was the mother. It was Peterechem. As far as the Kohen is concerned, we look only at the mother. So were they both married before?
Yeah. You got this father, scared couple.
No.
And conceived, the boy was conceived when they were women. Yep, and yeah. This child is now
born. No.
So he said there's no halakhic link between this child and the father.
That's right.
So then if the father, then let's say becomes a widow and he marries another woman.
Yeah.
And he has a girl, is that boy allowed to marry that girl?
But then Hatredi, him is a bone, no. Hatredi, definitely, yes. It's not his father. Look at Ashia. This guy in Webed is four lines and the wide lines. Ubailim of them, the husband was with her, the older have a Isa Vlad Bukhoilukai. As far as the Kranich says the Vlad, the Peterechem will be Yisrael. Obe Veloilin Nachla, not when it comes to Yerusha. Why? The Kivan, the Hirasa, Shalai Begdusha. Because of Begdusha, Lav Bar Nachaluhu, the kid has no, does not Yasha from his father. Why not? Because the Zera Mitzi, Lachmana Afkarei, the Zera of a Goy, the Taita said, is not his anymore. The Xi, Vizirma, Susim Zirmas, it's like a horse. There, whatever, there seems like a horse, Susim. No, there's no Yachas. Back to Mishnah. Child in Hairasa Shalai Bigdusha Vikusha doesn't have to convert now. Says Gemara Vaitin. Next case. What about Heva Kehanis? The mother was mixed up, was in the hospital with the Kehanis, and the baby got mixed up. And the baby got mixed up. So one of them definitely is pater from being paid. One of them is definitely a pchayt. So in this case, we're going to, or Heva Ishikwa Yodo, she'd been in the hospital together, the woman already had children before. So what happens in these cases? Or she remarried before 3 months expired. We don't know the child from the first husband to the second husband. So as far as she's concerned, there is definitely a b'chayt here. One child is chayv money. Her child is chayv money. You don't know which child it is, but whatever it is, he is. So you have to pay the $5. As far as Nachla is concerned, every child comes over and says, I want to yash my father. How do you know you're my son? Then you do it. Nachla is nothing here. The Gemara already asked, why are you worried about B'chayit? He doesn't even get as a poshut. He doesn't get nothing. How do you know which kid it is? Okay, we'll see you more later. Omar Shmuel, comes along Shmuel and says, Ein haroish poitib in the failim, that when we say that an 8-month-old child sticks his head out, it's no longer the next, and then he dies. The next child is no longer, puts his head back in. Is no longer peterechem, is not just the head alone. Must be the head and part of the body, or most of the body. My timer, why? Because it says, Kol asher nishmas ruachayim ba'apov, that he has someone who has life in them. Kol hechad nishmas ruachayim ba'apov u'duchoshiv reisha. When is the head considered enough if there's life in it? But this is an 8-month-old child, it can't live. But if it's another, like an 8-month-old child, the head is garnished vert. We need to look at the whole of the body. Rashi ain't a rosh paitim in the family for some time. Ben Shmoina, an 8-month-old baby. Shahitzi Rosh Chai, stuck his head out alive. Hechazin brought it back in. Vikodma Echon, his brother, jumped out of the Yotze. Havi Bechoyle Koyim. It's a Bechoyle Koyim. Why? She ain't not like it seems from our Mishnah. Our Mishnah seems to say, well, it's not a b'chol kohen. So he's saying our Mishnah is talking about Basun Si, Roish v'rubay. But if he only the Roish and then put his head back in, She'ein Roish ha'nefel poitre atche yitze Roish v'rubay, until the head and most of the body comes out. Why? Because it's Ruach Chaim ba'apa Mishu ben Chaim ha'lech ha'apa. When do you look at the apa of the face? Only when he's alive. The ha'inu Roish shay, his head. Avalila ba'kayamu, an 8-month-old baby that we decided cannot live, and Lech Hashiva, the head is gone, he's right. That's right. Yeah, but there's a 9-month-old. That's a, we're talking about an 8-month. 8-month can't live. A 9-month is different. So you're invited. Tanami led and knew what our Mishnah said. Our Mishnah Habach and the famous Yotzei Chai. Then 8 month and the head came out alive. Then went back in. The next child is not a petedech. According to you, it should be petedech. The next child, the petedech Yotzei Mesk. And then it said the next case, a 9-month-old and the head came out dead because the head would come out alive. The 9 month is nothing to talk about. And the second child is nothing. Yeah. Ktani Mio Roishay. It said Mefedesh only the head. The 8 month only head came out and the ray takes away the petedech. No, so Shmuel answers, "My Reisha Rubai, Reisha is Rubai. Nuvel is a Rubai. So why does the Mishnah say the word Reisha? Say Rubai. The Gemara Gerecht. But then who did Baile miss the Rubai? Taki could have said Rubai. But because the next case, the 9-month-old, the idea could have been say for Ben Tisha, she is a Reisha, he missed. I want to tell you the 9-month. If the head came out dead, because by 9 months, if the head came out, now the Taki, it's only the head. If the head came out, when we say a 9-month dead came out, according to Shmuel, also means the head and most of the body. But it's the inference. What happens if the head would have come out alive, a 9-month fully developed, the head came out, then it went back in? Then the next child is not a b'chayil nachla as well, just like it's not a b'chayil kohen. So it has to say head to teach you that diuk. So therefore it says head in the beginning as well. Timer, the Rosh makes. Only reason is because the head was dead. Even though Taka is not just the head, it means the head and the roif. Oh, but the yidik is achra diik. Ho roi shechai, if the head would have been alive, habo achra b'chol nachla. If the head would have been alive, then the nami lahave. If the head would have been alive, a 9-month fully developed baby, and then put his head back in, then the second, next child gets nothing. Not only is he not a pet derechem, he's not even b'chol nachla. Because Misha Dovilov, you already kid. So it was a fully developed child who lived. Toleration nami roi shai. My kamashlo, someone asked about this. So what are you trying to teach us? What's the chiddush? The kiva, the mapigle reisha. That what you want to tell us? As soon as you stuck your head out, 9-month-old, a living 9-month-old, have a later. As soon as you stuck your head out, it's alive. Even that's the whole chiddush of the Mishnah is the inference to teach us that if not fully developed 9 months, stuck its head out, it's considered halachi alive. Tanino, we learned that as well. Where? If let's say we say over there by Bempkua, if the Bempkua, the baby, stuck its head out and you shechted and put his head back in, the mother is no longer a Bempkua. So we see as soon as a fully developed animal, as soon as it stuck its head out, it's considered alive. Afa pishach, they put it back in. Hareza kiyola, that was born. So we relearned by behemoths. Isn't the same din that if the whole chiddush of the Mishnah is the inference that if the 9-month-old stuck its head out, it's alive. A head is enough to say it's alive. Then l'cheder by behemoth, we already learned from behemoth by bemkua that the behemoth stuck its head out, it's alive, and it's no longer included in the mother, even though you put his head back in. I v'chitaming, you tell me no, you cannot equate a behemoth to an adam or other behemoth. Chitaming ashmin and behemoth, we need a teacher by behemoth sticking the head out as it's still alive. Just the head, ukamashalon, and by adam separately by man. Why? Because adam and behemoth la yal. If you cannot learn an adam from behemoth, why not? The less le prusda by a behemoth from where the uterus is. It goes straight out. There's a straight passageway. So therefore, as soon as the second head out, as if it's born already. Because there's nothing, there's no canal to go through. Exactly. Is behema ma'adam la yalfa, and so too. You cannot learn a behema from adam either. But the choshev parts are by a man, his face is where his brain is and everything else is very choshev. Therefore, if maybe the head is born, therefore it's considered born. But by behema, maybe you need the majority of the body to come out. So you couldn't learn one from another. Okay, fine. Oh, but still, you tell me the whole chiddush of our Mishnah is to teach you that if 9-month-old fully developed stuck his head out. Is that if it's born already, hanami tanino, that in itself, you learn somewhere else. We learn, it says, yotze kedarkam. That if, let's say, the baby came out normal way and the head came out first, even if put his head back in and didn't, and wasn't born till the following day, when do you start counting the made tumah, you made tara? For a male, the first 14 days is you made tara, and then the next 33 days is you made tumah. For a female, the first 7 days is you made tara. and the next 33 days of Tumah by a female, the first 14, and the next, when do you start counting the 7 or the 14? Do you say when the baby came out the second time or the first time? So it says over there, if he stuck his head out the normal way, you start counting the 7 and the 14 from the first time. So we already know that it's coming out with the head is already considered born. What's considered Rav Roisha? When the Shtern, when the forehead comes out, as soon as the forehead comes out, as if Rav Roisha. Forget about Rav Gufa. You don't even need a full Roisha. Just Rav Roisha because they're born already. So therefore, our Mishnah doesn't have to tell us that Chiddush. If our Mishnah doesn't have the Chiddush, so why in the world is our Mishnah talk about Roisha when according to you Shmuel, it should have said Roisha, your Roisha v'Rubai, or just Rubai. To Yufta, the Shmuel to Yufta, Taka slugs up and repudiates what Shmuel had to say. So now we have a slightly interesting Gemara. Amar Rav Shimon ben Lakish. We start talking about that Roisha doesn't mean just the full head, it can mean even just the forehead. So the Gemara. So we conclude now that when our Mishnah says that if it stuck its head out to 8-month-old, means just the head, you don't need the rest of the body. Comes along Shimon ben Lakish and says, Pedachas, the forehead of a baby, Poiteres b'chol makom, if the forehead comes out of the birth canal, is considered as if it was ready, is born. And everywhere. But what do you mean, everywhere? Or do you want us to explain? Chutz min anachle, as far as when it comes to Yerusha, remember Yerusha, you need to have some kind of bonding. You need maybe shalibay dabalav. We need more than just a forehead, we need the full face. If it's just a forehead, there's no bonding yet with the father, there's no mishalibay dabalav. But if the full, you need the full head. Chutz min anachle, my timer, what's the reason? Because the pasuk says when it comes to b'choyel, it says ki as a b'choyel, there's no yakir. You have to recognize. When do you recognize a face? Not just the forehead. You need to see the eyes, the nose. You need to see the face, the full features of the face. There's no yakir until you see the full face. Yakir, omarachman. That's a shlokas. Come on, Rabbi Yechon says, I feel nachla. Rabbi Yechon says, even the nachla, that even for Yerusha, it's enough to see the forehead. Let's just do something with Rashi a little bit of time. Rashi, two lines above the narrow lines. B'chol makom, the choshev later is considered gave birth. Miyitzias padachas, as soon as the forehead comes out. B'chol makom, the father should come and explain. Padachas is metzach, the shtern, the forehead. Chutz min anachla, the habo acharav b'choil anachla, that whatever comes afterwards is considered a b'choil anachla. That mod, if all came out of the forehead, even though it's considered born, it's not when it comes to Yerusha. Elvin can yotz a ponim shlish. You need the full face. Why? Dechsev kiyakir vehekeda lesso pasban. There's no recognition there unless you see the face. And the Shlokis and Rabbi Yechon says, no, after Nachla, even for as far as Nachla is concerned, the Padachas Nami have a Keder. If you look at the forehead, you can recognize as well. Okay, now we'll discuss that. First of all, B'chol Makom Shlokis says, in every case, in every instance, the forehead is good enough. What do you mean, every instance? Where else do you need to know the forehead? Let's show you mine. Let's show you how to tell them what we learned. Giyadis a convert. Yotze Padachas. What happens while she was a goy, she started to give birth. The Lada Biyaisa Nachri, she started, she gave birth to a baby, not birth, the forehead of the baby came out while she was still a goy, and then she jumped into the mikveh quickly. She, you know, I guess the baby was coming out sooner than they thought. So the Achik Achri is Gaida. And then the baby went back inside the womb, and then she's Magaya. So the question is, as far as the mother's concerned, we're talking about Yimei Tumah, Yimei Tara. If the child's a goy, there's no Yimei Tumah, Yimei Tara. If we consider the child being born while the child was a goy, then all the dinim and pashas here don't apply. But if we consider the child wasn't born yet when the forehead came out, he's only born when he was born, then she's a yid. She has to do all the follow all the rules. So we say over there, Ein noistin lo Yimei Tumah Yimei Tara. We don't give it Yimei Tumah Tara because as soon as the forehead came out, we consider as if it's born. And that's what the shlokas mean b'chol makom. Padachas is considered later b'chol makom. The Aina may be a carbon laden, and she doesn't have to bring a carbon either for giving birth, because as if she gave birth while she was still a goy. So that's the question. I'm going to say, Rashi, I've always come, Aina matamba benidu vaziva vale. Doesn't have all of this, did him. Says he will ask a question over here, and all the questions of the Gemara are actually against Rav Yechonon, and Allah like Yishlaki. So the Gemara, Mason has a question. Yaki zu hakoras ponim, Yaki means you have to, says the Braisa, you have to recognize the face. No, his forehead is not good enough, like a shlokish. The eza kodas ponim, parts of ponim imachotim. You got to see the face, not just the forehead, you got to see the face with the nose, then you can recognize the features again. So what's Rabbi Yechon going to do? He said the forehead is enough. Tani, learn adachotim. The forehead means the nose. It means, when he says forehead, he doesn't mean above the eyebrows. He means forehead including the eyes. But that's it, no further. Not the nose, the nose or the mouth. Okay, Toshma coming here. So I'll answer every braisa the same thing. Even though it says ad, I'll say, It says in Achaita Masai Ad, Ein me idim, you do not testify if somebody is dead. Ella al parts of pani me machaitim, if you saw somebody dead, you cannot come to court and testify that this woman is no longer a guna unless you saw the full face. If you only saw part of the face, it's not. Tani, again, Abiyach will say, Ad achaitim, you saw the forehead till the nose. Toshma coming here, padachas below parts of panim, a forehead without the face, or parts of panim below padachas, or the face without the forehead.
In that case, it makes sense to say the nose as well, because then you can see the breathing.
Rabbi Yechon holds you don't have to. Oh, no, we're talking about, let's say you can see. No, we're not talking about now the Al-Aidus. Yeah, this is the no that you recognize.
Ah, to recognize, okay.
Yeah. You come to Mata the Saguna.
It's hard to recognize
from forehead. Forehead means also the eyes. That's it, stops right here. That's what fire means over here. Toshma coming here, ain't me idim el al parts of panim ima chaitim. You don't say edis only on the face with the nose. Tell me fadish again.
We should tell all the customs. Sorry. When I look at these Muslim women, they
don't even see the eyes. It's all covered. Toshma, sorry. Pedachah b'le parts of panim parts. Remember, pedachah ain't me idim. You don't testify. Ad shiyu shneim ima chaitim. Says clear. You need the nose with it. Amar Abaye said, "Vitei Rakana, my Korah, and how do you know that you have to be able to see the fire face?" It says, "The Eibushter says, I'll punish you guys, or I'll make it happen that our Korah's Paneim Ansabam, that the recognition of the face will answer them." No, people will commit adultery all the time, and what the Eibushter is going to do is he's going to make sure that the children look exactly like the man who committed the adultery, so we'll know who the father is. And what everyone realizes, not the biological father, it's this other person here, you know, whatever. So we see clearly from here, Hakorah's Paneim needs a full face. Right to the shlok is kasher echem. The Gemara shiny edus isha. No, by edus isha the achmiru barabonon. The rachmanon were the tater was machmir by a woman there from Aguna that we need to have true good evidence. Even though normally the eyes are in the fire is good enough, we need to see the full face. Pretty much doesn't make sense. We have a rule mishumiguna ikul kilu barabon always. We had Gemara beginning Gemara gittin and yivamis. Or mi achmiru we machmir. But tanan didn't we learn? We go so far to say that normally hearsay is no good, but when it comes to a woman getting remarried, aid me pi aid me pi isha, me pi evid, either from an aid, for aid comes in, as I heard from a woman, people who are generally disqualified to be aides, but for this is good enough. And the Gemara Yavama says the reason is because a woman, isha daika mitzvah, she's not going to get married because she knows that she can get in real trouble if she just very flippant about it and the husband comes back. What happens then? Her children, all new children, mom's aid, will be ruined forever. So we put that into account. But the Gemara says here, similar thing. Ki akilu rabbana, said Rabbi Yechon, said, no, when did rabbana make all b'seifa? Rabban Rameikol, once we've established that's a husband, then even though NPA and Pisha is good enough. Abu Bichilasef, to establish, first of all, the ground rules. Who are we talking about, the husband? Like Kilu Rabbanon, Rabbanon would make it's a beautiful story. When we were kids growing up, and Americans gave out a book called Five Novelists. So there's a book there called Out of the Depths. One story, it's a beautiful story, similar to this, where everyone said that they had all the simanim that the husband is dead. There was one over there that says that Pialocha is not good enough. You know, it's basically simanim where they found his jacket, they found his wallet, they found all of these other external, extraneous things. It turned out to be the very end that it wasn't her husband at all, somebody else that he paid to disappear, and so on. Rashi, imachaitin v'kasher v'yechon, ein me'idin lohasi zishir Hashem, but love is not hit. Six lines at the bottom. Hakoras ponza on zabem, the hakoras parts of pnei may do so, and recognizing the children will be the edus. Alma parts of pnei, but you need the full features, the posture, the krab, benoyevim, because he was talking about people committing adultery. Hakoras pnei avlodas, onza benoyevim. Recognizing the features of the kids, it will be a response to these Noyafim, Shakosh Baruch Hu Tzor, it's a mamzer b'tzud p'nei menayiv. The Eibusher will make that the mamzer should look exactly like the menayiv, the man.
That's not the story Solish people told with the Kiddush about his father. That his father was meant to be executed in the concentration camp, and so he saw him, he took his uniform off and put a gypsy.
Okay, fair enough. Okay. Once you establish his husband, he to establish who this person is, if you read Rav Pelov, there was a Rav here in Yeshiva many years ago, he wrote a sefer called Get Musa, and you read his Hakdama. And he was on the Besdin in Europe after, yeah, what was the task of this Besdin? To try to get as many people to come forward. They went to every person, give us aidus. All the people that you saw who never perished in the camps or hunger and other places, so we can record it. We have an aidus, so if this woman ever comes back, they had his whole registry. And he says the most difficult things that he had was, you know, this is like 51, 52. The most difficult thing was like a few years after the war, where women got remarried, they went back to their hometown. It happened many times, and we're told there's nobody, you're the only survivor of this hometown. So they got remarried, and it turned out to be the husband did survive, and he came, and the Dayanim were trying to, you know, and he said that the pain now, so some of the people were telling him, was worse than the pain they had in the camps. And they were trying to find Hatayim for them, and so on. Very difficult. He bites him, another answer. Yaki l'chud v'akaras pan l'chud. What are you mixing the two things together? When it comes to a b'chur, it says yaki, it's enough to see the forehead in the eyes. And therefore, if you see the padachas, Rabbi Yechina says, it's already b'chur n'achla. Here we're talking about when a guna, you need to recognize it, the whole face. And it says, akaras panim, and therefore, it's not good enough. Second one, right? It will be learned. How you like bonim? Very interesting. Machlekes. How you like bonim? We had a Gemara Yavamis as well. How you like bonim? Be Yosef Chum. A woman had, or a man had children while they were goyim. And then when this guy, every mitzvah has a mitzvah. Every yid has a mitzvah per revu to have children, a boy and a girl minimum. What happened was they had children when they were goyim, and then they converted. And the question is, do they have a new mitzvah per revu, or could they be yaitse with the goyish children that they brought up? Any children they have right now, there's no longer b'chayla nachla. We'll soon see about the mitzvah revu. First, starts Rabbi Yechon says, you had a child already. There's no b'chayla nachla anymore. Even though goyim don't yash.
Biological effects.
That's right, exactly. The Shlaki says, yesh le b'chayla nachla. Why? L'chayla already had kids. We'll see in a minute. Interesting. Rabbi Yechon, b'chayla nachla. Why? Do have a lay reishis oinoi? You already had a reishis oinoi. You had kids before. Because like a new entity, doesn't matter what happened before.
Interesting that here he uses the word reishis oinoi. Why don't you say but because he's misgaya, then he's that the bechor that he had is no longer yakir. He's not.
Why not? He says it's a metzias, like you just said, it's a fact.
But you got a metzias the other way, and you don't just use the reishis oinoi. You say he's, in other words, when you
reishis oinoi means mishi libadovlov. The fact is, we imagine he still has a connection with his son. Halachically, he's a new person, but metzias he's not.
Reishis oinoi, then maybe he's still doiver.
Yeah, he is.
He's not doiver any longer on his.
On what basis? On what basis?
Because I'm now yid, and he's a.
First of all, in my shul we have a number of gaidim, and they are very close to their kids and to their siblings, even though they're all going. They still have the same connection. Nothing changed.
Well, and he would have the same feelings to a child that wasn't.
He didn't have any children as a kid, but still, the children they get together all the time, and but they're very firm people. Now, sorry. I have to. He can write a will, whatever he wants. We had actually Gemara Kedushin of Chavbeis about a goy does yashin his father. A goy yashin his father. In fact, Tesis talks about it. Here, look at top Tesis. When they were goyim, they were not bnei nachla. Says Peter Kuntas oivik chavim that goyim. That as goyim they don't yashin. Okay, Rashi talks about a goyim don't yashin. I had before. We pay the kam, but the kedushin mashma. However, in the first pay kedushin, it seems that the heim bnei nachla that goyim do yashin their father. The aminim kedushin the oivik chavim yoshes over dvar teira. Goy yashin his father matayda. Elalav bnei nachla the kamer hocha hainu. We mean they don't have teira b'chayda. This idea of a double portion. That's what it means. That double portion. First of all, it's interesting. Rabbi Yechon doesn't agree with this consegation of Kaddish Kachanor Dami. Of course, he agrees. We use it all the time. But the question is, how far do you take it? Is it how legal thing is a Metziah thing? But the Chassam Sefer asked the famous question, and he remains with a question mark. He says, all over Shas, we say Geshen is Kaddish Kachanor Dami. He says, where? Where do you learn it from? He says, the Gemara doesn't bring it. Rashi, nobody brings a mucker for this concept. This is an amazing concept. What do you mean? It's like a new life, a new person. And we had it, you know, in the Kedushin and the Mishnah there, that, you know, if you said, if you become a Kedushin, after you become a gay, the Kedushin is worthless because it's a new person. What's Pshat? or Dorsal Balam. So the Bal HaTurim in Parshas Kisetze. So this is the only mocha that I ever found. The Bal HaTurim in Parshas Kisetze says, Loisatem Mishpat Ger Yosem. So the Bal HaTurim says, why does it say Ger Yosem? Say Ger V'Yosem. The idea there shouldn't be a matter of the Mishpat of a Ger and a Yosem. You know, don't have rachmanas and be sympathetic and distort the halacha, corrupt the outcome. So he says, Loisatem Mishpat Ger Yosem Mekan Shekol Ger Yosemu. Mekan Sheger Shem Zagari Kodjanolami. Ger Yosem is not two people, it's one person. The Torah is describing a Ger as if he has no parents.
In the Sikha about Yaakov marrying two sisters from the Rebbe, he says that even now he rejects the idea of the
Chodesh. Because the logic behind it.
Still
the bond, exactly. 100%.
And you can't ignore it.
The point of wisdom mocker. It'd be nice to see if there are any other mockers. The only mocker I ever found is that Bal HaTurim. We have a very similar machleik. We learned how you live. Let's say goyim had children while they were kids. Before we talk about bchayr nachla. Now they had children and this guy and it became yidden. Rabbi Yechon amar ki am pivadivya. They were mekayim pivadivya. They shlokish amar loyki am nis mekayim pivadivya. Rabbi Yechon amar ki am loytoyu brolos avitzara. It says you shouldn't populate the world, and he populated the world. In fact, there's a thesis in beginning of the Chagig that holds that a goy taka has a mitzvah loytoyu brolos avitzara, and an eved has a mitzvah. So they fulfilled the mitzvah already. Why? So it's the same principle. Why do you have to argue side by Bechor Nachla, side by the Mitzvah Puravu? So what do you want to say? If we only knew the case of Bechor Nachla, I would say, over there, the Shlokish says that there is a Bechor Nachla, as Goyim, there's no Bnei Nachla. So that's what this text is talking about. That the Goyim, there's no Bnei Nachla. There's two ways to learn Pshat and Ashi. Whether the Pshat is, a Goy has no Din of Virusha, or a goy has no din of Virusha when the father becomes a yid. Because if you look in the gifts of Tesis, that Tesis has of Rashi here, Oyvacham Enim Nachal Mission is Gairu. That's what Rashi here. In our Rashi here, what is Rashi? Actually, no, we don't even have the Rashi. Here, Tap Rashi. Rashi in our gifts, the way the Bach learns our gifts of Rashi is, that not long to be geyler, the be geyus. Why is a goy lav bnei nachla over gechavim einon, and whatever. Don't yashin. Anyway, avol b'ha einu moed Rabbi Yechon. When it comes to Buravu, maybe it's Rabbi Yechon. They don't have to have more kids. They're like poyitoy brolos shav yitzada. They were yitzer already that. Va'over leishavus. They were yitzer shavus. Taisa brings down that in Gemara Yavam is the lashon there is that they have a mitzvah puravu. It sounds like goyim also a mitzvah, not just l'shevez yitzorah, which is from Tanakh, to populate the world. And the Rebbe uses again family planning for the world as well. They have a mitzvah l'shevez yitzorah, but they also have a mitzvah puravu. What do you call it? Eat my baha. And if we only knew this second case of puravu, I would say baha. Come Rabbi Yechon here. Rabbi Yechon says that what that they were yitzer because they fulfilled mitzvah l'shevez yitzorah. Avo baha eim amayid of shem lakat zichel if we need both. Says we learned the Mishnah. Mishul hayu lebonim. Someone, so he had no children. So anybody who was born will be bchor nachla. V'nasa isha, and he married a woman. Shekvar yold already had kids. So therefore, it'll be bchor nachla, but not bchor lekoyin. Or what happened was oida shivcha v'nishtachra. She had a kid while she was a shivcha. Or oida v'chavin is gaido. She had a kid while she was a goy. So therefore, mishabos yisrael yold, or she got exiv. And they gave birth, as we say here, she had another kid. So Peterechem, she's not, because she already had kids before as a goy. But Nachla, there is for him. Okay, we had in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi argues. Rabbi Yossi Aguli says, but as a Yid, it sounds like the Shlokit actually followed Rabbi Yossi Aguli. As a Yid, she didn't have, it's Peterechem, it's like a Metzizdik thing. But there, it's more than, it's not a Metzizdik thing, because it says he brought the Pasuk Peterechem b'bnei Yisrael. As if the Pasuk highlights, it has to be, Taylor says, clearly we don't ignore what happened while she was a goy. But anyway, Yolda Meman. Who gave birth, or who was the father? If he had from a yid, who? No, we'll stop over here. That's the whole Gemara. Tune tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem, before davening.